Вы услышите 5 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего «эй» и утверждениями, данными в списке 1-6. Используйте каждое утверждение из списка 1-6 только один раз. В списке 1-6 есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись дважды. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием. Now we are ready to start. Speaker A.
Do I prefer books or magazines? I'll say magazines because I don't like to read for too long. I actually don't read long novels and prefer articles, 1 or 2 pages long, or stories of no more than 10 pages, or something interesting, entertaining that would finish quickly. I know that's a bad habit. I got to work on it, but I prefer magazines.
Speaker B.
I read a lot of books. Give me a good book, and I can read it for hours and hours. Magazines are very pretty, and they look nice on the shelf. They have beautiful women, nice houses, and fine things on the covers, but I almost never look through them or read them. I'm not interested in advertising, but I often keep 2 or 3 magazines on my coffee table at home.
Speaker C.
I love reading. At present, I read mostly books from my professional area, and as for magazines, most of the time I don't read them. I just take them and scan while looking through the pictures and checking what the major topic is. I think they're a bit shallow. I mean, a bit too primitive. I enjoy reading novels, stories, and poems, and my favorite books are the ones that discuss original ideas and have an exciting and entertaining plot.
Speaker D.
Actually, I like both, but then if I were to choose, I would choose magazines, because they are easy to read and have nice pictures and colors. And books are, honestly, they are boring. I fall asleep all the time. They say that magazines are not good for your imagination, and it's really good to read books more when you're a child. But I don't think that it's quite true, because magazines do provide valuable information. Good pictures and colors, I think they are even better for the imagination than books.
Speaker E.
What do I prefer, books or magazines? I'm more into magazines, cause they're interesting and easy to follow, but reading books, you know, demands your full attention and you have to go to a deeper level to understand what the author means and put a lot of intellectual effort into reading books. It sometimes makes me feel annoyed and bored.
You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now, you will listen to the texts again. Speaker A.
Do I prefer books or magazines? I'll say magazines because I don't like to read for too long. I actually don't read long novels and prefer articles, 1 or 2 pages long, or stories of no more than 10 pages, or something interesting, entertaining that would finish quickly. I know that's a bad habit. I got to work on it, but I prefer magazines.
Speaker B.
I read a lot of books. Give me a good book, and I can read it for hours and hours. Magazines are very pretty, and they look nice on the shelf. They have beautiful women, nice houses, and fine things on the covers, but I almost never look through them or read them. I'm not interested in advertising, but I often keep two or three magazines on my coffee table at home.
Speaker C.
I love reading. At present, I read mostly books from my professional area, and as for magazines, most of the time I don't read them. I just take them and scan while looking through the pictures and checking what the major topic is. I think they're a bit shallow. I mean, a bit too primitive. I enjoy reading novels, stories, and poems, and my favorite books are the ones that discuss original ideas and have an exciting and entertaining plot.
Speaker D.
Actually, I like both, but then if I were to choose, I would choose magazines, because they are easy to read and have nice pictures and colors. And books are, honestly, they are boring. I fall asleep all the time. They say that magazines are not good for your imagination, and it's really good to read books more when you're a child. But I don't think that it's quite true, because magazines do provide valuable information. Good pictures and colors, I think they are even better for the imagination than books.
Speaker E.
What do I prefer, books or magazines? I'm more into magazines, because they're interesting and easy to follow, but reading books, you know, demands your full attention and you have to go to a deeper level to understand what the author means and put a lot of intellectual effort into reading books. It sometimes makes me feel annoyed and bored.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.